Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Spinning TV.
It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Although the majority of the snow has melted, this is a perfect time to remind everyone that even though it's no snow, that it's still very, very cold. And temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
That's pretty good. I have something, too.
I was hoping you would.
But I can't find it in the email.
Oh, no. Listen.
Do you want me to keep spewing hatred on U of L?
People are really going to start to believe, Nick, that, like, I had to stop a couple texts. People were getting nasty.
Whoa. Damn, y'all.
Yeah. No, wait. Here's what I'll do, Nikki. I'll force you to agree.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I won't force you to
agree. I like this. Against your will.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Do I get a safe word at least?
No. Just pineapple.
Wait a minute. I think we got used to having will forced upon us over the last.
Which still with it.
We're getting comfortable with having will forced upon us.
Okay. I can't find it. Whatever.
Here's the thing.
We'll get to it later.
Nikki, let me ask you a hypothetical.
Yes.
If Mac was killing it right now, if we had our athletes, they were running, jumping, trapping and dunking the ball. Right. Would the Yum Center be rocking?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that logo, that huge ass Cardinal Bird logo on our court, would companies, would TV stations,
he's baiting you, Nick.
Outside of Kentucky.
I know.
Like he's got you on this one.
We'll go down the rabbit hole.
I've conceded Dino Gaudio, but you have to just, I mean, Maven owns you on this one. I already see where it's going, and you're going to have, listen, you have to just take this one. Just answer him correctly.
Okay.
If you watched people running and jumping and dunking up and down that Cardinal Bird logo,
would be very happy, yes.
Would every ESPN promo, would everybody be clamoring to get into the Yum Center to watch a game? Would all networks be dying to get that good-ass University of Louisville team on their television?
Of course.
Okay. Would we be able to? We're in the middle of connecting a dorm with a sky bridge to the practice facility at the University of Louisville.
A sky bridge.
Would you agree that that's going to be one of the...
I want to make that a drop. Anytime we're talking about money, a sky bridge.
Is that going to be one of the most awesome perks to being here at the University of Louisville?
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Okay.
It's not going to be cool. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
Okay, Clemson has a slide. Do we have a slide yet? No.
In the ACC, is...
That's a good point.
Yet. Is Coach K... on his last year.
Yes.
Nikki, I could go on for days. The only thing that's making this not look like a top job is our play on the court. You realize every single coach worth his weight in anything is saying, Jesus Christ, what could I do with that? What could I do with that program? That's what all of them are saying. If I had a dormitory called Denny Crum Hall with a sky bridge to my facilities, when I go in there, when I see when I see 10 zero gravity treadmills and just the facilities and the Yum Center and all that, my God, you know what I would do? They hate the coaches at Louisville because they say, you know what I would do? Every time they lose a recruiting battle, they don't think they lost it to Coach Mack. They think they lost it to, man, that place is nice. When Steve told you about Georgia fans running up on our stadium, like, damn, is this what y'all got up here? That's just a football acknowledgement. Listen, I'm mad at the coach too. If Coach Mack was out here killing it with an up-tempo style of play, this would be the best place in the country to go see a game. Do you remember a couple years ago, when every commentator that would come to town would say, y'all gotta come to Louisville. This is the best place to do games. The only thing that changed, tournament. This is the fight that I'm fighting. It's like the whole game is changing. Kids don't skip school.
It's been my dream to get to the NCAA tournament, and Louisville's not going to get there, so I'm not going to go.
That's not what it's about. Can you get me to the league? Can you get me exposure in the ACC every day? Yes. Yes. Are my facilities going to be awesome? Am I going to be pampered and supported by the crowd? Yes, yes, I'm coming. Period.
Somebody said this is starting to sound like a forced confession.
Okay, what's the most profitable NBA team? It's the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I was going to say the Knicks or the Lakers, right?
Okay, all I'm saying, everything you just said is why I go past top 15 job and say it's a top 10 job. Okay. I'm just saying right now, because of all that, all I'm saying is that all of that and the buyout and the bad and the poor performance and the poor attendance, all I'm saying is because of all that, no one's arguing that the Knicks job is a top 10 job in the NBA. You play at the Garden. You're in the biggest city in the world, one of them. You know, the mecca of basketball. You're in the most profitable team. There's still a salary cap. All I'm saying is that Louisville is at the salary cap right now, and that is going to limit some of the options. And you throw in a little sprinkle of an NCAA cloud. That's all I'm saying.
But we're not trying to get people that like make more. Like we're not saying you're gonna go get Brad Stevens, you're gonna go get Jay Wright, you're gonna go get, I mean, these are top, you know, Brad Stevens in the NBA, Jay Wright's top 3 paid coach. We're talking about guys that make less than Mac.
But still, I'm just saying we're acting like it's monopoly money. That's all I'm saying. I disagreed with the texter. I said because Mr. Monopoly just came back on the board. So, and maybe he could bring his friend, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge. Not that he's Scrooge, but, you know, I was trying to think of a rich mythical character. I mean, who knows? I'm not saying things can't change.
Why don't you just say Scrooge McDuck?
That's what I was trying to go for. Yeah. But I went with Ebenezer Scrooge. I had the Scrooge. I just didn't have the duck part. You ever have duck, by the way? It's kind of gamey.
So what would be your solution to this? Keep Mac?
Oh, I would say
it's the cheapest solution.
If you're gonna make them
win.
I would, yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of basketball left.
Yeah.
I poked fun at it, but maybe McMahon's could get the offense going with a little bit of time. All of this is pie in the sky stuff, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna jump the gun and say look for new coaches, you're gonna have to look for people that have the price tag of probably a Scotty D, mm-hmm. as opposed to getting a Bruce Pearl. And I'd be totally cool with either one of those choices. But you're going to need someone that does a good job, likes the community, and is a value player. That's all I'm saying.
Likes the community.
Okay, did we not talk about how, you know,
Satterfield hates the community.
Okay, and everyone hates him. You're arguing my point for me.
But he took the job, and he wants the job, and he's standing here at the job.
Which is why I'd say I go 85%. Let Mac do the job. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying Mac gets fired, you're going to have to pay the coach, the incoming coach less. So this is just a downhill road of getting cheaper coaches and cheaper product for the rest of Louisville's career, of their life in sports.
Just right now. Like, at the very moment. Look, I never, ever want to call for a coach's job. I'm a coach's son, for God's sake. I understand what that's like. But when I was 5 years old and I heard my dad was getting fired, I literally thought they caught him. They would set him on fire. So, or I was a little younger. I was like three. That freaking messed with me a little bit. So I want to be, I'm sensitive to calling for a guy's job. Let the guy try to right the ship, number one. But also, all the chatter of like this idea that someone's just waiting in the wings, like a new sexier toy. And it's all I'm saying is at the moment, it's not, I'm not saying they can't afford it. I'm just, I would say that they're close to the salary cap right now. And Louisville does not want to pay the luxury tax.
We could go to Adidas right now and say, I need $5 million for a buyout and get this awesome coach in here. Adidas would cut that check right there.
Look, if it happens, like I said, and they break the bank and they bring a Bruce Pearl here, there's no one that's going to be happier than the V Show. Truly.
Why did Bruce Pearl's name even come up?
Other people have brought him up. He's doing a good job. The SEC's loaded. He's doing a good job in Auburn. He's got the personality for it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've got four names or three names really at the top of my list.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl and yeah. and Kenny Payne. And that's
Scott,
it.
Scott Davenport, I think, because I think Coach Davenport would do a good
job. Those are my three as well.
But Coach Davenport would have to tell me his staff.
That's a good point. But I mean, if you think about it,
I hate life.
Yeah, how did we get on this point? Can we go back to Mercedes Benzes and stuff?
Well,
what the hell was that ding?
I can tell you how we got here. Go back and watch the last three games in YouTube.
Well, that's fair, too.
That's how we got here.
Just do better, coach.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that really quick. Because Coach Mack told Brett Dawson yesterday that he feels like, let me find the exact, I'll find the exact tweet. Yeah. But I think it's definitely something that should be talked about. It says, Chris Mack said Saturday that he didn't see much changing for Louisville until he figured out what motivates his team. This is Brett Dawson. I asked him today about finding that motivation, and Coach Mack said, I think I know what it is, but we've got to rectify it, and I'm going to leave it at that. What do you think about that? Because here's the thing. I don't mind Coach Mack. Okay? I don't. If he turned Same. This thing around and we made the tournament this year and somehow, you know, went on this run, and I'm being hypothetical here, so don't text me that I'm pie in the sky. I'm just being hypothetical on it. Like, I know it's not reality probably. But, like, if they went on a run and made the tournament and won a game or two, and then with what he has coming in next year, I would be happy. Like, I'm fine with that. I like Chris Mack. I'm one of the few people, I think, Same. That like Chris Mack the person as well as the coach. Like, I enjoy Coach Mack, you know. So that would be exciting to me. So I'm curious as to what he's talking about there. I mean, do you think that that's personnel? Do you think that that's schematically? But, I mean, I don't think that that comment can be overlooked, that he says – I think we have to rectify it. I mean, do you think a coach is going to be fired? Because that to me sounded, I mean, seriously, that to me sounded like I'm either going to let a coach go, I'm going to kick a player off the team, I'm going to, like, I mean, that sounded like when you say I'm going to leave it at that, we got to rectify it and I'm going to leave it at that. That to me doesn't just sound like, well, we've got to fix this or that. Like, that sounds like, no, there's a definitive move that needs to be made, and I'm going to make it. I mean, do you think I'm wrong on that?
I don't know.
I mean, did that not kind of seem like what it sounded like to you? You know, and I could be totally wrong on that. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. I'm listening to you break it down, and I hadn't thunk through it enough. I haven't thought about it enough to really have a, what does that mean? I mean, I'm like, listen, when he says I'm going to rectify it.
Yeah.
You know what I said to myself? Okay, you realize you should have been using your whole team.
Which could be. It could be the case. It could be, hey, man, I've got to start playing these guys. Yeah.
And again, nothing can convince me otherwise that between the Bob Knight and the, like I said, Steve, you and I have sat here and said, to save your job, you must play Dwayne Sutton and Jordan Wara, David. And it was no convincing us, Steve, that that wasn't the solution.
Yeah.
Right? Now, again, there are multiple improvements that must be made. And some of them, it's too late, you know what I'm saying, to retroactively fix these things. But going forward, the only way you have a chance at a late season run is if you have a deep Louisville team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A deep, exciting Louisville team. And I mean exciting, not just, I don't mean exciting like style of play. I mean exciting because I'm going to go in the game. I know I'm going to go in the game today. I'm just going to be ready for the time I get into the game. If I get in, I screw up. Everybody, this is me, you know, well, I probably should have done it a long time ago. This is me in the studio, like Steve Rummage, putting his hands to the sports gods, saying, you have talent on your team. Dang Adele is snowbirding. Dang Adele is snowbirding. He's costing you 8 to 10 points on the defensive end for his one dunk on the offensive end that he gets a game. Mm-hmm. For his one or two three-pointers, he's costing you buckets on the defensive end. But here's the problem. His man gets around him. Then it turns into the next pass. Your team defense starts breaking down. But it starts with Dang Adele gambling for the basketball. Right?
And yeah, then, absolutely.
And then Ray Spalding ends up getting scored on. And we sat on the court and saw Ray. Dude, Ray's getting ready to beat up Dang Adele right in front of us, which is another thing I'm talking about. People want to beat each other up for screwing up in practices. So, like, all the locker room dissension, people going to fight. People going to fight. Their careers are on the line.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Lives and their careers and their parents' hopes and dreams are all, you know, are all taking place in that locker room, you know, practices and games. Everybody's going to be pissed on any competitive team. But like I said, just like we literally said, David, we know you feel comfortable with your seniors. Rick left you with the team he was going to coach this year. He was going to use the depth of that team, Padgett. He was going to make them play hard at all positions, and he was going to snatch them out when they screwed up no matter what. And we were going to laugh at how angry Coach Pitino got at each kid for making mistakes. And we're going to watch that for 40 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
And then after the game, after he wins by 12 points, I'm going to listen to Bob Valvano say, well, not very impressive win by Rick Pitino last night, but, I mean, a win's a win.
At Nick. Wow. Had to be Bob. You couldn't went with any of the other shows.
At least if you're going to, like, besmirch us, use a better voice. Because I don't sound like Jack. Neither does Pops. I mean, I'd rather you do a stereotypical, like, oh, yeah, Ricky P didn't get the job done. Yeah. Hey, Pasta, you know, Primavera. Like, you know, I mean.
But he wouldn't do that Rick Pitino, Nick. And O is on Rick's last name. You said it yourself. It's no O slander.
You did say it.
Okay, but you get my point.
Nick is Ross, like, McMaines.
You said that.
We asked for him. They come to us and ask who we wanted, and we said Nick, period.
And do you regret it?
No.
I can't see you right now because I think there's a shard of contact in my eye. So I'm seeing three disappointed Steves looking at me right now.
It's just making it worse. No, we don't regret it, Nick.
Absolutely not. But you get the point.
We're just messing with it.
You get the point.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, there is a solution, and there is a solution to this team.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got to find it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've went on these rants. I've went on these rants about individual players that I've seen perform in games, Steve. And please, people, don't roll your eyes at me. I'm speaking passionately about this because it's my program. I saw Gabe come in the game and keep your boy. What's his name? What's his name, Steve? Georgia Tech.
Moses Wright.
What is Moses Wright doing in the NBA?
No idea.
He's getting highlights every once in a while. But my point is, I don't care who you are. If you saw Gabe come in against Moses Wright last year, you're telling me that there's no way possible that Gabe can give you a couple minutes against that dude who was chewing Malik's ass up the other night?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, I agree with you on this.
You have a big, burly, 7-footer who's like a red, like should be a freshman. He's a sophomore that should be a freshman because he reclassified. He's probably your strongest body in the paint. He can hit free throws. We saw him come in against Wisconsin. You know what we said? Well, he got some heart. We said him and Quinn are the only dudes that's showing any heart today.
Mm-hmm.
What do we talk about all the time, Steve? Heart. Toughness. His toughness and heart, when we put him in the game, has earned a chance to stop that kid for a couple plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you realize that Sidney Curry had sat on the bench the whole season, right? Do you remember he came in the game a couple games back, you know, emergency duty? It was probably like 10 games ago, maybe. You know, maybe 7. You remember he shot a free throw and it hit off the backboard? It was a bank shot free throw.
I do.
And you remember the way we went, oh, God, he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we thought. Oh, God, he's one of them. Do you know why a human being would shoot a bank shot free throw when he gets in the game? It's because the game is different from practice. And then now that he's playing, you know what we think now? He's a pretty good little free throw shooter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has a little awkward shot, but he has a soft touch on his free throw. But we saw that bank shot and was like, that's probably why he don't get to play. He probably just chucks him up. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, again, their toughness that we've seen in segments has earned a team full of, again, I hate making it one against another, but we have no choice but to in this situation when you're talking about the decisions, because you're like, coach, I've watched Jalen Withers play 3 minutes of terrible basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the 1 minute is fine, but the minute two and the minute three is pissing us off. It's pissing the bench off. I know you don't care, coach. I know it's your team. You know you do what you want. But again, even the Marcus Mabins, the eyeballs. I was going to say Marcus and the Luke Hancocks, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Luke. I don't want to put you in the same category. But the point being, like when your Luke Hancock says, dude, you're not using your team right. You know what I'm saying? This is not us complaining and moaning and whining on the radio. These fans are not. I mean, yes, Monday mornings we're emotional. But this is not just a whiny fan base that wants their favorite player to play. I mean, yes, we want our favorite player to play. But we've seen these guys. We've seen these guys. We know that Malik, our season-long hopes can't be, let's pray Malik is still healthy and playing 32 minutes when we play Duke in the ACC tournament. We know that. We know that Roosevelt Wheeler should have a year of experience under his belt and a lot more minutes going into next season. You're just going to wait and throw him in there raw? You know? You sat out the whole, you know, you sat on the bench the whole year. Now Malik's gone. Now we need Rose to play 38 minutes a game. Which is not going to happen. But you get my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're watching this and we're saying, dude, you got tools. That's what. Listen, to the argument I'm having with Nikki, that's why we so pissed, because this is a job that if we're winning, we're rocking. We're rocking endorsement deals, name, image, and likeness. Everybody's dying to support the program. If your product's good, that's what I mean when I say the level of program this is, everybody's in. We wouldn't be getting tore up by the attendance. I mean, you watch exciting teams, deep teams that play hard all the time. They're not having attendance issues. And they don't have the cachet that Louisville has. Jeez. Just do better.
Yeah.
Just do better.
Just get it fixed.
Just get it fixed. Are we allowed to get on the radio and say, just get it fixed? Speaking of getting fixed, I'm going to take the last commercial break, and I'm going to ask you, Steve.
Okay.
Is the football program getting fixed? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 939 is the station. Steve.
Yep.
I'm going to apologize to you.
Okay.
I got a couple of apologies.
Apology accepted.
I did what we call a radio tease heading into that commercial break. Asked a question about things getting fixed.
Okay.
It's a much bigger conversation than just a simple, is it getting fixed? I know your short answer is arms folded. Show me. I know there you can break down individual, you know, what it could mean in the sports aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a conversation that you can have if you want to have. But that's one apology. My next apology, I'm going to apologize to every woman that I've ever not read their text messages immediately and responded to them immediately. Every woman that's listening, every ex or whatever, knows that I'm not good with my phone. And I never understood how they didn't understand that I don't have my phone with me all the time. I don't sit there and stare at my phone. But in this society, you can understand why that's an assumption. Right?
Right.
I assume you got your phone with you. Nobody leaves their phone. The way we laughed about Nikki not having his phone is like, Nikki, you always got to know where your phone is. Right? Nikki, are you there?
I just saw your text message. I'm so sorry.
Nikki, I want you to read to the public what my text message says.
All right. Let's make this break short. My battery is dying. And I threw a SportsCenter into that break, and that break was about 5.5 minutes. So
Steve,
not
I listened
exactly
to commercial after commercial after commercial. Steve, you and I sit in that studio, and if Nikki's not talking, what's he doing, Steve?
Eating.
Yeah.
He's on his phone eating.
Yeah.
When he's not talking. So every woman that assumed that I have my phone with me, you were right, because there ain't no way that I can watch Nikki in a booth look at his phone and text. Listen, I know you're handling business for Dad. I know you're a busy man, all that good stuff. There ain't no way in my brain that you didn't see my text message 8 minutes ago. There is no chance you didn't see it, because I seen you, Nikki. You stare at your phone all day long. And when I text you, I know you got my message. So just like every woman accuses me of lying or ignoring when I don't respond to text messages, that's what you're doing to me, Nikki. You're just lying to me.
And I genuinely did not see that. I am sorry.
You of
I am
lying.
Sorry. Oh, no, his battery died. I think his battery just died. No.
His battery's dead. That, but you know what? I'm going to take up for Nick on this.
Oh, man.
Sorry. No. Listen, Marcus, I hope you're still listening. He doesn't get to blame you for not charging his battery. That's not your fault.
That was just so perfect. You did this to me. You killed me.
Listen, don't you dare take that punishment, Nick. He's a grown man with a radio show from 10 to noon. Should have charged his battery.
No, don't.
You talk crap about him right now.
Say
charge your battery, Marcus.
It's not fair. He can't defend himself. He literally is.
That's the perfect time to scream at him.
There's no honor in that.
Well, since Marcus is gone, coaching candidates.
I mean, you'd think a guy that joined the show 10 minutes late might have found a charger. So yeah. There you go. Okay, there. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'll take a couple shots.
Thank you.
The Sith in me coming out. Yeah,
thank you very much, Nick. So anyways, we'll finish up. I will say this. I do want to say, Coach Satterfield, I mean, what Marcus was saying was true. I mean, I'm pretty clear on, I think. I'm still going to be arms folded. Let's see if you go win. Like, I want to see what happens here. But we didn't get to it yesterday with the hiring of Coach Taylor from Notre Dame over the weekend. He really, really has seemingly put guys in the right, hired the right guys. Seemingly. Right. We don't know. Like I said, I'm done with assistant coaches and saying they're going to be good. But at least there is a pretty solid track record. Like, and Taylor to me is the best one. I thought Dion was good. Obviously, you know, Crime Dog, we'll see. I'm more wondering what he'll bring recruiting wise. Coaching wise, his resume didn't blow me away. The places he's been, I mean, he's been good places,
right?
But the places he's been aren't great. You know, it's like, I mean their defense was okay, you know.
Well, that was the one, besides an offensive coordinator, I mean, Brian Brown was the one that everyone really kind of wanted to see leave. So,
and that's the one where I think you brought in the least coaching potential.
Right.
That's the only thing I don't like about that one.
What did he coach exactly?
DBs.
He was DBs.
I think he was DBs at most of the places he was at.
That's right. That is good in the fact that the secondary is depleted, so you got to feel like, you know, maybe some recruiting.
Sure.
And, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Relationships he's had. And the transfer portal adds. We talked about this. The transfer portal basically makes it so that you're never. You know, we both like E.T., Eric Thomas. You know, wake up, you're still in the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the transfer portal is. It basically kind of makes it so that everyone is, you still have a chance. So that's good in that regard. But, yeah, I definitely think the Taylor hire is a little bit sexier, at least in terms of acumen.
Well, I think not even with it being sexier, I mean, I agree. I know what you're saying. I mean, I agree. But I think it's just like, okay, that's what I need. That, like, I need to be able to say, okay, here's my resume. This is the guys that I've coached. This is the guys I've made better. NFL, boom. College, boom. High level college, boom. You know, like, okay, that's what I need to see. Now, like I said, will it translate? We'll see. I don't know.
Notre Dame has been better more recently than Florida. So,
I mean, that's well, and when I say translate, I mean, will it translate?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Brian Van Gorder also came from Notre Dame, so you know, I mean,
right.
I heard Diener and Blank talking about that.
Yeah, it's like, will it translate to UofL?
Right, we need,
you know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely gonna, you know, I'll be watching, but I do think I can tip the cap a little bit on seemingly good hires. The transfer portal coming in has seemed to be better. Apparently, they're going to add a few more recruiting staff names over the next little bit. So, again, like I said, I'm just arms folded. We'll see when the season starts. We'll see what you got. You know,
right.
You probably start out something like at Syracuse, at UCF. I plan on going down to that UCF game. Heck, I may live there. You guys may be coming down to stay with me at that point. But it's like, you know, I'm going to go check it out. You know, we'll see what's up. I'm going to give them a chance to win, and we'll see.
Give him 1 to 10 right now. I would say that he's doing. I mean, he's holding serve for sure.
Oh yeah,
I would say scale of 1 to 10, 6.5, 7. Right
yeah,
now, like,
I mean,
not bad. You know,
yeah, like I said, not playing the, well, I think this is a home run hire because we don't know.
Right, let the cake bake.
You didn't really make any changes. Stu Holt left because he went to a better job, you know, money wise and stuff. Serignano, I mean, there was seemingly some issues there or some things that went down. So, you know, whatever. I mean, so I don't think he was just forcefully or fired, you know, because of performance.
Right.
So you really didn't make any staff changes at all. You had some staff additions. So that's where I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. You know, we'll just see.
I mean, the full on.
You got some good news with the guys coming back. I think Marshawn Ford and Caleb Chandler was a big deal.
Yeah, you get a receiver.
Because if
Thuddy.
Thuddy, yeah, D. Wiggins from Miami.
Right.
You know, you got Tyon Evans, who I do think Tyon Evans would be really, really good at the running back position for us. But I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, Chandler's good news. If you would have asked me right after the season, kind of talking around, I would have thought good chance Marshawn Ford wouldn't come back. He did. I mean, that's good news. So you seem to have had a run of pretty good news here. So I think it's enough that says, okay, I'm not going to build excitement for the season. I don't know that it's going to build excitement for the season, but you know, okay, we'll show up and give you a shot. We'll show up. We'll give you a shot. Let's see what you can do. Year fours are different. I mean, you can see how, and I know that basketball and football are different, but Coach Mack and Coach Satterfield, Coach Mack's in year four. That's almost, you know, in college sports, that 4-year window is big because that says, okay, you've had time to have an entire, the people who are freshmen can now be seniors. Like, you've had an entire go with this. And that's what I think Coach Mack's dealing with now is, hey, your four is different. Satterfield's going to have the same thing next year. And, I mean, listen, if you were on the train of, I mean, something that Marcus and I really harped on was we said the talent's there. I think the talent's there.
Yeah.
If you disagreed, go look at where some of these transfers are going. Connie Walker goes to Oklahoma.
Right.
You know, Greedy Vance goes to Florida State. You're like, you're looking, you're going, okay, man, like some of these guys that are leaving, I mean, it seems like Cooley's going to stay after his tweet yesterday, but, I mean, the word was he was going to go to NC State. Like, you know, it's like, okay, boom. Like, they're not just, you know, I know Justin Marshall's an older guy. He went to Buffalo. Some of your seniors, but, I mean, some of the guys that were young, the guys that were young that left, that Satterfield recruited, are going Power 5 schools.
Right.
So you can't say there was no talent on the team and then say, well, the guys that are leaving are going to big-time schools.
Now, if you wanted to look at a negative aspect of this, sorry, I'm not trying to do that, but you could say that these guys, these young guys, like you said, that have talent, think they can be developed better elsewhere.
Oh, no, that's absolutely what I think. Yeah, so, like, that's why I'm like, yeah, I don't know that this is going to work. That's why I'm not the biggest fan. But, hey, like I said, if you win, I don't care. I've said this 100 times on this show. Your tweet at me, like, I thought you hated him. I could care less.
Right.
If they're in
a new, I thought it was a very good clarification. Yeah. You said the difference between Satterfield and you know, the Mack thing is that you had Brahm in your hand.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a question of who. It was like, well, we have.
Yeah, we don't know.
The answer is,
yeah,
you know, like, we have that.
Because I will give you
There's
that.
No speculation. It was a trade. Sure. It wasn't a what if. It was, you know, we'll trade Satterfield.
Yeah.
That's what.
And I'll give you that part of it, at least. I know we kind of overblow you saying Louisville can't get a coach, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right, no.
But there is that part of it. You could get left at the altar. You know, you could. Now, I will say, when I know, I'm not going to say that, but because like a guy like Coach Davenport, I can live with if the staff's right. Like I said, now I'd have to hear his staff. I'd have to hear his ideas. Who would be his calls? I didn't want to make it sound like he's my backup option because I don't think should be considered that.
No, but everyone will have pros and cons.
But there's a guy like that that you're like. That's why I do feel comfortable that I'm like, okay. You know, if you're telling me Scott Davenport and Kenny Payne are there, I'm like, okay, well, I can live. Like, I think either one of them would be fine.
Right.
I feel pretty good that you could get either one of them. So, you know, it's like, okay, so I'm willing to take a shot. But I agree with you that, hey, man, it's also not a good look on the university if you go out here and Bruce Pearl says no or Nate Oates says no.
Oh, yeah.
Or they both say no.
You never want to do that.
Because one thing Louisville's not done in their history is missed on coaches in basketball.
True.
I mean, you go get Crum, you go get Patino, you go get Mac. Like, and Mac was who they were.
No, yeah, he was the morning line favorite.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was like, okay, boom, this is a guy. So Louisville, for Louisville to get turned down by a couple of people would be a big deal. So, like, yeah, that's what you don't want to do. But anyways, all that talk, we're going to see what happens. We got a game tomorrow night. Coach Mack saying, I mean, like I said, do you agree with my statement really quick, too? That statement Brett Dawson put out, I mean, that to me sounds pretty definitive. Like, something's going to change. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to change something in this whole
thing. I agree with, okay, in context and how he said it,
yeah,
I agree with what you're saying. But if he just said that completely robotically, or if you do disagree with it, I would say, well, isn't that what has to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, so I feel like I 1,000% agree with you. And also how it was conveyed, it definitely sounded rather emphatic. By the way, Chris Mack will join the media about 2 o'clock today. Jared West at 1:50. We're going to take both of those over on the V Show coming up 1:50, 2 o'clock-ish. So, I forgot to mention that in my sports center. But, yeah. So we'll hear. We'll see if he double downs on that or expounds on that at all.
But yeah.
Coming up 2 p.m. today.
Hey, that's perfect, man. All right, let's get out of here, man, so you can get over there. And
okay, it's me and Nick Curran today.
Yeah. Oh, you're Nick Curran.
Nicky, yeah, the Knicks. Speaking of Kenny Payne.
Well, thanks for the warning. No, it'll be good, man. I'll be excited to listen.
What's over here? Barton Hahn. 93.9.
Oh, Marcus, charge your battery. That's not Nick's fault. That's on Marcus.
I do feel really bad. I don't know how I missed that text message.
All right, man. This is. We'll be back tomorrow.
He did say that. Maven, smiley face emoji, all good. My iPad should have been charged anyway. So that's there you go.
He owned his mistake. Well done. All right, we'll be back at it tomorrow getting ready for game night. Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.